in our church service where we always take up an offering for our preacher. I don't say that they're broke or anything, but we want to show them that we have something good about us here at Bean Blossom, that we'll see that they get home all right, that they'll have money to get home all right. Many years ago, I was in South Carolina, and I had a tent show back them days, and I had a good friend. He was a preacher. His name was Turner. And they was trying to build a church, and he said, "I'm going to go over and visit Bill Monroe," and said, "I know what the offering he's going to give me. He's just going to give me $20. So when he come over, I hand him $20. Said, "I knew you were going to do that." So ever since then, I have always put in $20 for my part of the offering. But now you folks here, if you don't have any change or anything, you don't have to do that, you know. You folks that would like to do that and have some money, have some change, I would like to take up an offering, you know, for our Brother Raines. So right now we have the Goins brothers. They're going to bring the offering plates down on each side here. This is Melvin Goins over here, and Ray is coming up on this side. They're two fine boys from the state of West Virginia, and I have never had no better friends. And I would like for Brother Bishop to ask the blessing on the offering.
Thank you.
things his grandmother was buying, ain't out of Monroe. The Monroes never did have as much money as the Raines did. And you can tell that he's, I know he's out of a wonderful family. And I'm glad to have him up here today. And if you ever go through Hartford, Kentucky, I know that he would be glad for you to come to his church. Thank you, boys. Now I have another friend that I would like to introduce here this morning and have him to come out and do a couple of numbers for you folks. He's from Boone, North Carolina.
And
thank you a lot. And no finer man ever walked than this fella. It's really, it's fine to have him on any show. And he's got so many friends out through the country. There's people from Bloomington over there that's here today, a lot of the young college kids that love this man here. And he's always welcome on my show. Let's really get behind him and listen to him sing close. Give him a nice hand, Doc Watson.
It's always a pleasure to get to play and sing some of the good old songs. I'd like to pass on a little story of faith and of an actual happening that my grandfather related to me, and then we'll get into the first song here. When I was just a little feller, my grandfather was in his 70s, and he said that there was a Reverend Willie Lee that preached once a month at four of the little country churches, and some good old man in the community had died and they were having his funeral. Reverend Lee made one statement in the sermon. He said, as God is my witness, and held up his hand, he said, I have tried in my weak way to preach his truth as best I know how. And the sky was clearer than it is today, and they said it thundered as hard as you ever heard it. Now my granddad said that made a believer out of him. Here's a song called Hold of God's Unchanging Hand. Hold of God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Changing hand, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transition, naught of earth a move can stand. God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if thy earthly friends forsake, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I'd like to do one song here, one of the old unaccompanied songs, and if any of you feel like joining in on this, and we'll sort of use the first verse as the chorus. And I'm sure some of you will, younger folks will know some of the words to it from the Judy Collins record. To me, though, this is a song from as far back as I can remember. John Newton's Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I
He knows so much about singing and playing. Every word just timed right out to where it should be. No cutting through nor thing. It was timed just right in there perfect. It's always good to see Doc Watson and have him with us. I have a fellow right here that I'm awful proud of. He was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. His name is James Monroe. Let's give him a hand with the Midnight Ramblers.
Till we reach thy praise forevermore.
That is a great man right there, James Monroe, and if he ain't a great man, I'm going to make him one. What I mean, I'm going to stage him and make him do this bluegrass music right and treat the people right. He does that all right, but I'm going to see that he stays right in there and sings to you folk. All right, now we've counted all the money for our Reverend Raines. And if I could get him to come out on the stage here just a minute before he heads for Kentucky. Reverend Raines, is he still back there? We have taken up $220.61, and that's not bad. That'll get him home fine.
Brother Raines, it's good to have you here.
Most certainly I'm proud to be here, friend.
Well, this is not a cheap bunch up there. They're a fine bunch of people. You look at them out there. I wasn't going to let you go back broke.
Well, the Lord said he'd care for his own, and we appreciate that very much. I'd like to say this. There was a young man met me off stage a while ago, and he said that he was a hippie, but he said, "Preacher, I want to give you something." And he gave me this magazine. And right here in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life." I appreciate this. I appreciate it just a whole lot. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. You're come from a fine family.
Thank you. I did come from a good family, but...
You did.
I turned out real bad, and then I've turned out fairly good,
well,
I guess.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Bill.
And I know everybody in Ohio County. These folks here are proud of you.
Thank you. Right this guy.
Reverend, I have a sister out there, Bertha Monroe. Boy. She's sitting in the audience right there. Will you stand up, Bertha?
Will you hold up your hat? Well, bless your heart. I'll be down there just a minute.
Don't you leave without going and speaking to her. And you're acquainted with my brother, Birch Monroe, I'm
Birch
sure.
And John, one's passed away, and Charlie. Yes, I'm acquainted with all of them, Harry and Speed, and I can go on and on.
Yes. Well, here I want to see that you get back to Hartford okay.
I'd hate to have to try to swallow this, but honestly, people, you couldn't give it to anybody that needed it any worse. Don't let clothes fool
give
you.
Amen.
Because that can be bought on the credit, you know.
Now, that's one man I'm glad to have here at Bean Blossom, Indiana. All right, now, let's see. We have a group from New Zealand. They have come to our country over here, and people have been treating them mighty good, and they should be treated good. When you're a long ways from home, it makes you feel good to have people that will help you around. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from New Zealand, a long way from home. Give them a hand.
Thank you very much. We'd like to do for you a gospel tune that was written in Australia. It's got real good words to it. It's called "What the Man Said."
To be free, 'cause when the man said, "This way to heaven."
a nice hand. They appreciate that, and we're glad to have them here. It cost them a lot of money to come to this country, and WSM in Nashville, Tennessee, they let them work on a Saturday there, then Ernest Tubbs used them on his program. This group right here is from WSM TV right here. Give them a nice hand. They're up here televising a lot of stuff, and these two boys right here. And now I have another group back here that do wonderful singing, and we're glad to have them here on the show. Cliff Waldrum and the Shades of Grass. Give them a nice hand.
Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary wears a golden chain. Every link is Jesus' name. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I run to the rock, I hide in the face. Rock run out, no hiding place. No hiding place down here. The devil wears hypocrite shoes. If you don't watch it, slip it on you. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I run to the rock, hide my face. Rock right out, no hiding place. No hiding place down here. Pitch my tent on the old campground. Give old Satan one more round. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here. Well, I run to the rock, hiding face. Rock right out, no hiding place. No hiding place down here.
Thank you so much. We'd like to do a song off our gospel album in process of recording. Should be out about the 1st of August. It's called Satan's Jewel Crown.
Satan's Jewel Crown, I've worn it so long, but God for soul has reached down. His love set me free. He made me his own and helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown. If I could be king and ruler of nations, where jewels and diamonds profound, I'd rather know that I had salvation than to know my reward is Satan's jewel crown. Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free. He made me his own and helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown. When I live my life,
drinking and running around. The things I would do were the will of the devil. I was giving my soul for Satan's jewel crown. Satan's jewel crown, I've worn it so long, but God for my soul has reached down. His love set me free. He made me his own and helped me cast off Satan's jewel crown. And help me cast off Satan's jewel crown.
Thank you.
There's a fine group there. People like James Monroe with his new group, Cliff Waldron, they haven't been in the business too long. The Bluegrass Alliance, all the young groups are a good, clean-cut, a bunch of people there out to do the right thing. They want to work for their money. And they want to please their friends throughout the country, and I'm going to help them every bit that I can, do everything for them that I can to get them to going along, because they're coming along good with this singing. Now here's a group that's been going a long time and a fine bunch of entertainers. It's really a pleasure to have them on the show here. Let's give them a nice hand, the Country Gentlemen.
Dark and sunny days. upon our different way. We've traveled on together through dark and sunny days, and may we always be together, just my Lord and I along the way.
Fine group there. This next group is a fine group, too. They're from the state of Virginia. They've been on the Grand Ole Opry a long time, and they've been in bluegrass music a long time. And it's really good to have them here. Jim and Jesse, the Virginia Boys, give them a hand.
Thank you very much, Bill. We will try to be here with you folks this morning. We would like to do a... I think I turned that off. Anyway, here's one we'd like to do that we have in one of our albums called Sing Unto Him a New Song. We'd like to do one of our favorite gospel songs now that we, I guess we've sang this one more than any other that we've sang around the country, and we appreciate everybody who requests this one all the time, called The River of Jordan.
So I went right down.
two boys that's really well thought of down at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Now the two boys are taking up the collection here. They're ready to come out and sing, and they're two more of the bluegrass people that I have really pulled for because they've had a hard time, and but they've still stayed in there and would pick and sing. Let's give them a nice hand, the Goins brothers, Melvin and Ray.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here this morning singing on the hymn program. We're not going to talk much, but we'll go right into our number. The first number we'd like to do is The Family Who Prays.
The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part. Satan has parted our fathers and mothers, filling their hearts with his Indian hate, hidden the pathway to destruction, leaving the children like orphans to stray. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part. Wars and tornadoes are taking our loved ones, leaving us cheerful with sad aching hearts. But we shall join them over the river. For the family who prays never shall part. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part.
Thank you. We'd like to close our program out with this number here. We think this is a beautiful hymn and really has some wonderful words in it. We hope you'll enjoy this one. And Bertha, we want to do this for you. We see you sitting over there. She enjoys this number. And Mike Seeger likes this number too. For all the good people likes this one. And we would like to do this before you. You want to do it in G, Ray, or A? Death came creeping in my room.
Soon one morning, death came creeping into my room. Soon one morning, death came creeping into my room. Soon one morning, death came creeping into my room. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? I do. Death done come and took my mother away. Death done come and took my mother away. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? I do. Death done come and
took my father away. Death done come and took my father away. Death done come and took my father away. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do? Ride on death, cause you can't do me no more harm. Ride on death, cause you can't do me no more harm. Ride on death, cause you can't do me no more harm. Oh, my Lord, what shall I do?
Thank you, Melvin Ray. We have some guests with us now, and they're from St. Louis, Missouri. Last year, they was the winners here at the contest. Don Brown and the Ozark Mountain Trio. Let's give them a hand here. Come on.
Thank you very much. It's awful nice to be up here. We'd like to thank Bill Monroe for inviting us up to his festival. I'd like to tell you, if you'd like, come up around Knob Noster, Missouri on the 23rd, 4th, and 5th of July. We'll be there with Bill Monroe, Jim and Jesse, Ralph Stanley, the country gentleman, Rule Yarborough, I don't know who all. If you'd like to come up, we'd be tickled to death to have you. It's up by Kansas City. We'd like to do a tune for you that we kind of do our style of it, called Singing All Day with Dinner on the Ground.
Little country church where we used to sing and pray, how God would bless us in the old-fashioned way. It's still in my memory, oh, I can see it now. We would sing all day, have dinner on the ground.
If the whole world of Jesus, there are people there, singing, rejoicing as they kneel in prayer. Then an old-fashioned handshake, then gather around for this singing all day and dinner on the ground.
Oh, the little country church where we used to sing and pray, how God would bless us in the old-fashioned way. It's still in my memory, oh, I can see it now. We would sing all day and dinner on the ground.
They would sing a good song, and the preacher would preach of how Jesus died for you and for me. You could feel the great spirit from heaven pouring down at this singing all day and dinner on the ground.
Oh, the little country church where we used to sing and pray, how God would bless us in the old-fashioned way. It's still in my memory, oh, I can see it now. We would sing all day and have dinner on the ground.
Thank you.
Now, as our program goes along here, they don't get any smaller, they get bigger. And we're this man, he's been in the business a long time, and he sung with me, and we recorded some numbers together, and I thought we had a good duet back in the days. We recorded numbers like Can't You Hear Me Calling, and Traveling to Lawson Road, and numbers like that. Let's give him a nice hand here today, Mac Wiseman. Make him welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. You got everybody here. this being Father's Day, had a couple of requests for this number. I think it would be appropriate enough to do in this section of the program. We'd like to do one especially for all the dads. In a vine-covered shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall and bring back the gold to your hand, if God would but grant me the power to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy. Then here's one we do most every year here at Bean Blossom. It's a favorite of mine, and I hope you won't mind listening to it once more. There are people who would rather live in splendor than brag about the silver and their gold. People who would trade God's promise, earth's glory to hold. People who would rather live in mansions, people who would rather live abroad. But I'd rather have a little log cabin by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls to the blessed abode than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. Pilgrimage a man is passing by, try to point some soul to Jesus and that city on high. Every day I want to help to scatter roses, every night I want my lamp to shine abroad with a welcome from my little bay window by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road, point soul to the blessed of old, than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. By the side of the road and helps a pilgrim along the life's way.
Mac Wiseman, glad to have you. All right, now we want to call on the Bluegrass Boys, and they're going to come out and join in with me here. Seems like our music gets higher all the time. This number we want to do for you is entitled The Gloryland Way.